Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Robert Thornton, Thornton. Robert Thornton is a 34-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 8-12-02. I'm sorry, 8-12-22 period. He simply states this occurred while picking. Period. He was vague about the mechanism of injury and mumbled. Period. He experienced groin pain with no bulging. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a hernia for which he underwent surgery. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, per the medical records supplied, he was seen at Inspira on 9/22/22. And underwent x-rays of both hips and knees. Period. The history was bilateral hip pain. Period. There was no acute osseous or articular abnormality within the pelvis or either hip. Period. He also had bilateral knee pain. And x-rays showed no osseous or articular abnormality within either knee. Period. In paragraph on 8/26/22, he was seen by nurse practitioner Betancourt, B-E-T-A-N-C-O-U-R-T, period. He complained of right groin on and off throbbing, whose onset was 8/16/22, period. He was examined and found to have a unilateral inguinal hernia without obstruction or gangrene on the right. Pretty is referred for general surgery consultation. Period. New paragraph on 11/20/22. Underwent preoperative testing, period, on 11/21/22, Dr. Bondar, B-O-N-D-A-R, performed right inguinal herniography with mesh. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right inguinal hernia, period. He In paragraph on 119/23, he underwent an abdominal ultrasound. He had a history of right lower quadrant pain and previous hernia repair on the right in November. It showed echogenic enlarged liver, probably due to fatty infiltration. There was no focal abnormality seen in the right lower quadrant area of pain. Period. On 9/8/22, he was seen surgically by Dr. Kalish, K-A-L-I-S-H, period. He was thought his pain and symptoms were not consistent with hernia, and even if he had a tiny subclinical hernia, it would not give him the constellation of symptoms in the distribution he is showing. Pretty thought likely musculoskeletal issue was at the key, and workup should be geared toward this. Period. The ultrasound was not diagnostic of anything in this setting, and as it pertains to an inguinal hernia. Period. On 9/22/22, he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. He was treated with ibuprofen and Tylenol. Period. He was referred for orthopedic consultation. In the paragraph, he was seen by Dr. Levy, L-E-V-Y, on 10/11/22. stated on 8/12/22, he was loading something and putting something on bottom shelves. Period, he twisted his left hip and it hurt, and his right thigh also hurt. Period, he went to get x-rays at Inspira and brought the films with him. Period, he had a previous fall resulting in left open internal reduction fixation of the hip for a slipped capital femoral epiphysis. Scratch that. The film showed he had left old open reduction internal fixation of a slipped capital femoral epiphysis on the right with evidence of bilateral slipped capital femoral epiphysis with femoral acetabular impingement. Pretty has seen many doctors. Period. Dr. Levy diagnosed osteoarthritis and pain in the hips, for which he placed Mr. Thornton on anti-inflammatories. Period. He returned on 10/27/22 and was seen by a nurse practitioner named Ms. Hochhauser, H-O-C-H-A-U-S-E-R. Period, she diagnosed right inguinal hernia. That was symptomatic. Period. He then also saw Dr. Goldstein on 2/6/23, having previously undergone the hernia surgery and placement of mesh on 11/21/23. Period, he had constipation since surgery as well as hard stool. Period. He was here for a second opinion. Period. He had not seen a gastroenterologist. Period. Dr. Goldstein performed an evaluation and found trace right lower quadrant tenderness at the area where the mesh would be located, but there was no evidence of recurrent hernia. Period. His diagnosis was empirically right lower quadrant abdominal pain. Period. Since it was uncomfortable with stretching, it was likely due to dense scar tissue from the hernia repair, and this would likely soften and remodel over time, which would relieve his discomfort. Period. With regard to the constipation and intermittent blood in his stool, he was advised to see a gastroenterologist. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, there was mild right lower quadrant tenderness, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Groin maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection did not reveal any scars about his hip. Period. Left hip external rotation elicited right groin tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions. On 8/12/22, Robert Thornton reportedly injured himself doing a lifting maneuver while at work. Period. He was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 8/26/22. Period. He also was seen by a surgeon named Dr. Kalish on 9/8/22. Period. He did have x-rays of the hips and knees on 9/22/22 that were unimpressive. Period. He eventually submitted to hernia repair surgery, as noted above, on 11/21/22. Period. He followed up post-operatively. Period. The current exam found there to be only mild tenderness in the right of the abdomen's right lower quadrant. Appeared there were no signs of hernia or infection. Appeared provocative maneuvers of the hips and pelvis were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability, referable to the pelvis. Period. His hernia has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective without signs of recurrence. Period. He has been able to return back to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.